Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. This is Dan's Health Talks, as you know, and you can find this show not only here on W4HC, but on Pandora and iHeartRadio, and you can find over a year of shows, probably about 80 shows up there now, and I have one of my favorite guests, Dr. Kaz Ingram. He's written over 30 books. You can go to Knowledge House and find these books. In fact, you can go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, D-A-N-S, no apostrophe there, healthtalks.com, and you can find Knowledge House. You can also find North America Urban Spice, because we like to talk about those products a lot. They're very, very powerful products. And so I want to give you those resources. So you just go in there and look at sponsors, and you'll be able to link over there, or just look up Knowledge House, and you can find all his books. So, Dr. Ingram, thank you for being with us.
You know, my pleasure there, and some great news, Mr. Trump's sickness, the WHO's sickness of the brains, and the CDC has its own sickness. We'll try to cover all that.
Well, something came on the news yesterday, and the guy that was supposedly the head of the WHO, but another man that's up there with him, came up and said, hey, folks, this is a bad mistake of shutting society down, because the only time we wanted that done is for a few weeks to lower the amount of people overloading the hospital. But we didn't want all the shutting down, because all over the world, the poverty level has increased dramatically, and kids are starving, alcoholism, suicide, all these horrible things that have come in. And he was saying what Trump was saying a long time ago: you don't want the cure to be worse than the disease. And go ahead and comment. You're brilliant in this area. Go ahead and talk about that.
I've stated from the beginning that the whole thing is ludicrous, that there's no value whatsoever in doing this, and that we don't know what's causing people to be sick. Is it the testing? Is it the pig flesh that is definitely in the meat supply? Is it it was just somebody got really sick and a few people got sick around them? Is it the flu vaccine that's depressing the immune system of the nursing home patients? We're not saying that the cause is just normally going to a restaurant, normally going to an opera, normally going to a gathering, normally. We don't have a lot of cases where people who got sick just because they were at the restaurant, because they were at the movie theater. So, but regardless of that, when you disrupt the life of 300 million Americans, you're going to have ill consequences, and the WHO is recognizing that. Isn't that interesting? They said the reason that they suggested the shutdown, they didn't mean it this way.
Yeah, they and they had a lot of time to come back and say, wait a minute, folks, we didn't really want you to take it to this extreme. And
isn't that kind of like, sorry, folks, for destroying the entire universe.
Yeah, but your lifelong business, your generations of a business are now gone, and we know it may never come back, but we're sorry. I have to say, maybe their intentions started off right. They really didn't know what they were dealing with and didn't know how to deal with it. But it's sure, boy, it's sure caused a lot of destruction and a lot of unnecessary harm.
And these governors acting like dictators without any scientific basis, they should be all shot in the head and be done with, figuratively, of course.
Yeah, I'm afraid those guys that wanted to get the Michigan governor, I think they felt just that way.
Well, we don't know how much of a hoax or truth that was, but no, we don't want it. It's just that this is just intellectually stupid.
Yes, it is.
To have an attorney and a governor make a law or try to make a law upon all the people who've been living a certain way for the last 100, 200 years, and you should have some consensus with the scientific community, the physicians. How, you know, people get together and say, well, what do we do about this? But even some of the politicians. Instead, you can't have a dictator making the terms. And if somebody would have come to me and said, well, what can you offer? I'd say, look, don't do any shutdown. Do not mandate masks for three-year-olds. Don't force people to take masks. If they wish to wear a mask, they can wear one. And instead, work on the immune system for the people so that they're resilient against flu, coronavirus, COVID-19, that they're strong. Now we've got the world's attention. Let's talk about the immune system. That's what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I am doing.
Well, you know, I will say something about this disease. You and I both thought, well, it came from pig, but now I saw a Chinese woman, I think she's an epidemiologist, can't speak right now, and she, she said it's man-made. It was made in the lab.
It's man-made, but the vectors could well have been the industrial farm animals, you see, to brew it and cook it and get it so that it just burst out in China in that market, in the Wuhan and other places. But yeah, there's definitely a man-made element to this.
She said if it was a natural virus, it would have gone down in summertime.
It would have. And another issue is you have Mr. Fauci harvesting the anuses of bats over the last 2-3 years.
That's a strange hobby, isn't it?
Yeah, very strange. Yeah, he's the hero, right? And then he sent the anus material to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I mean, that's not a very good idea. So yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be difficult for that to break out. And she's right. There's some engineered aspect to this.
And they wouldn't let her. She's out of China. I think she was in Hong Kong. She was the head of the department there. But they took her mother. They threw her mother in jail and some others to try to shut her up. Chinese did. Yeah.
Yeah. See, here's the problem. If it was a virus from like a wild animal, a couple people might have gotten sick, and that was that. And if you think about the last 10,000 years of human history, we've never really had a wild animal virus cause a global pandemic. It just didn't happen. So if it didn't happen in 10,000 years, why in the world would it happen in 2020? We're engineering. We're genetically engineering. We're manipulating. We're recombinant. We're doing things in labs. We're swabbing and taking from wild animals. We're manipulating it. We're trying to make it into like a biological agent. And we're making novel vaccines. And then we have an outbreak. I predicted in my book, Natural Cures for Killer Germs, that these mad scientists would cause a problem, and they did.
I'm going to throw out something. I know this is conspiracy theory, folks, and I have no proof of this, and it may be completely out of left field. But let's say you're the Chinese. You got 1.4 billion people. The elderly are really a burden on your society. You want the productive young people, but you don't really, you really have way too many older population. So if you could design a virus that would mainly attack the age group that was costing you a lot to support them and keep them alive, that would seem like you're not killing your own people, but you would be. And then that gets out and goes after across the world, getting the feeble and the elderly. And
you can't dispute the conception. That's what it does, and we've never had a virus quite like it, a germ quite like this. So, you know, the fact is, you can't mess around with all this junk in a level 10 or level 4 lab or whatever you want to call it, with space suits on and zoot suits, without something potentially going awry. You know, you feed the bat coronavirus to pigs at Wuhan. You feed them to little piglets. And you took the piglets and fed them to carnivorous hogs. Now, what did the Chinese people do with those hogs? Whether it was intentional or not, we can't say. Nobody has a proof. Did they take those sick coronavirus-contaminated pigs and sell them for a buck or two at the marketplace? There's too much. It's too big of a world, and we will never really know. But the fact is, the last 5 big pandemics have all been from laboratory manipulation.
It's all came from China. I don't think there's been a single one that didn't start in China.
No, well, actually, 1918 came from the U.S.
Okay.
Most of it's from China, but 2009 and 1918, 100% U.S. vaccine industry produced those.
I thought 1918 came from the soldiers in World War. Oh, I see. They vaccinated the soldiers in World War One.
Made a vaccine. He made the vaccine and he shot up the soldiers.
Yeah, and time they came back.
Remember?
Yeah, they came back from Europe and then they brought it with them.
Well, no, actually, that's just a what you call disinformation. What happened was in Kansas, in the armory, Rockefeller made up this garbage with vaccine for pneumococcus, and he injected all the soldiers with this. You know, in 1918, they don't have any aseptic technique.
All right.
They all got this double pneumonia, and then they spread it to other people by, you know, sputum and droplets, and then they kept vaccinating everybody. The non-vaccinated people survived and did not get anything.
Huh.
Almost exclusively the vaccinated people, and then they gave it to others. Now, 2009 has been proven in the scientific literature, the swine flu, to be from vaccines. U.S.-made vaccines. So we have a kind of a multinational component to these epidemics now. And the same with China. China was funded by the U.S. government by the tune of $4 million to do the research on SARS coronavirus 2. For the last 3 years.
$4 million or $4 billion?
About $4 million, excuse me.
$4 million. Okay. Well, no, $4 million's on research like that's not a lot of money. That's why I thought it might have been $4 billion.
Yeah, $4 million by Mr. Fauci and his group. So really, actually, you have these scientists messing around, and you have an epidemic. More so than just, because typically in China it'd come from the pigs or the chickens or the ducks or something like that, but not in this case. I mean, the pigs are there; they're their vector. And the only reason the pigs are involved really more in this is because they've been so heavily vaccinated with experimental vaccines, and heavily vaccinated, I might add. So there's that component we can't prove it's there.
Yeah, folks, a lot of you don't realize there many years ago. I interviewed two men from the CDC that wrote a book called The Killer Within. And at that time, they were tracing down MRSA and I forget the other bacteria that was antibiotic resistant that man-made basically because of the overuse of antibiotics. And they traced one of them to the chickens in Europe, and Europe quit using that vaccine with the chickens. And what surprised me there is they use 10 tons a year of vaccines to chickens, 2 tons to cows. The cows were creating MRSA and their cow patties, their fecal matter, was draining into the Colorado River here and going down. I went, wow, that's scary. But it was all man-made by the overuse of antibiotics.
Man-made. See, because, you know, society's been around a long time, and we really didn't have any kind of like a global pandemic. You didn't have anything that would go and jump from, you know, continent to continent and so forth. You had plague. You had that. You had certain flu epidemics. And you had like what you call diseases of sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing like this.
No.
Where it would just, you know,
of course, we're a world community now. Almost every corner of the earth, people travel back and forth to. So that's another factor.
This kind of virulence is unheard of. And that goes along with lab manipulation. But the main thing is, and this is the main thing, is that the oregano oil destroys this virus. No matter how man-made or how natural it is, it doesn't care. It eats its socks off. So
yeah. You know. Well, let's put it in order. Let's say, like right now, I'm using a Regaresp. I just got a bunch in, and I'm using a very high dosage. Just started yesterday at the very high dosage.
Yeah.
If Would Regarest be the first one you would grab?
I would say, because Regarest has got the oil of cumin, cinnamon, sage, and oregano, and it's extremely powerful. It seems to be about 35-40% more powerful than the strongest oregano oil around. It has been tested against the bird flu, tested against influenza, tested against corona even. Or not corona, but coronavirus. So, and it destroys everything. And it's easy, 2 capsules morning and night if you're in a tough zone. We gave it to the WHO. When the WHO was faced with SARS, 15% fatal, they wanted something that they could give to their doctors and nurses so they wouldn't get sick, their administrators, so they could go to China and not come back with the fatal disease. They took the Regarest.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know why they don't tell any. Why don't they tell anybody about it?
Because the billions of dollars.
They praised it.
Well, you know why. I mean, they make billions of dollars that are funded to them from the pharmaceutical companies.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to shoot themselves in the foot financially.
Yeah, well, they should tell everybody about
but
it.
Well, they should. I mean, if it was, if they really cared about us, they would.
The pharmaceutical vaccines are doing so poorly, they're going to be out of business soon enough. So we shouldn't try to protect anybody. We should do what's right and help the world and help the people. And that means everybody should be on the oil of wild oregano, make sure it's wild. If you see standardized, go run the other way. Don't have anything to do with that. That's farm-raised. If you see carvacrol levels of 86%, and there's somebody in Greece touting that, just ignore that. That's unnatural. If you see wild Mediterranean, and you can call the company and confirm that it is wild Mediterranean on the slopes of the mountains, then it's okay to consume. Well, what type do you use?
I'm using North America Urban Spice Regarest, R-E-S-P, folks. Not to sleep, but for respiratory.
I do too. I take 2 twice a day.
Right now, I'm taking higher. I'm taking 10 a day, but normally I would take 2.
That's because of a chronic concern.
Yeah, because I had once got a mold infection in my lungs, and I'm trying to drive it out. And I'll know probably within a few weeks or a month if there's a significant change in that.
Well, I sense that the sinus component is better because you sound better. Now let me ask this. Do you take any oil of wild oregano or the juice of wild oregano on a regular basis?
I take the juice of wild oregano every morning and night. Sometimes I gargle with it.
Okay.
I don't have any oil right now.
Well, that's okay. You have not gotten sick since 2020.
I may have gotten sick for a couple days, I think, with when I was exposed to this coronavirus that my cousin had that was working with Mike and I. And we both had about 2 days we felt off, and then we were back feeling normal.
Did you get any pressure on your chest or a dry cough?
No, just had a little bit of feverish, and then it'd go away. Then just didn't feel right.
Could have had it.
Yeah.
But the oregano is the king, right? So it came in, and you didn't take C or zinc for that, which are great things, put them aside. You took the oregano. What did you take to chase it out?
Well, I took a Regarest. I took juice of oregano. Yeah. I took the Regarest spray into my throat. And I'm trying to think if there was, and I put a little bit of the Rega Shield in my nose. Oh, no, I had the Sinai Rega up in my nose, and sometimes I'd spray it in the back of my throat, too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is good. So spray, juice, a Regarest was the, mm-hmm. So, you know, oil is good, too, people, if all you've got is...
Oh, if I would have had it, I would have been loading up on it. I just didn't have the oil in front of me.
Yeah, I didn't have it there. And if I was going to do the oregano oil, I would do the super strength. I wouldn't mess around with regular strength. You're dealing with a potentially fatal disease. You're dealing with something that can cause you double pneumonia and hospitalization. Is it doing it? Nah, it's doing it to some, unfortunately. Most of us are just blasting right on through life. But if for some reason you contract it, then you know what to do.
Well...
Now, if you take the oregano oil preventively, that's a smart move.
We're way long, but I want to say one thing. a friend of mine, he was only willing to do one or two drops on his tongue. He said, oh, it's too hot. I can't do more than that. I said, go get the Rigorous. You'll be taking more that way, and you don't have to worry about the heat. It'll get down in your gut, and you will never notice it. So now, Doc, if someone wants to get a hold of Knowledge House, they just look it up under knowledgehouse.com.
Knowledge House Publishers or KazIngram.com. You know, I don't have, I don't sell a bunch of oregano oil or anything. Just go to KazIngram.com. I do have some books there. You can get the Doctor's Guide to Oregano Oil, 101 Uses and the Cure in a Cupboard. Study up.
We got to run, Doc, but we'll be right back, folks. Thanks again for being with us. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything, you tried the drugs, you tried the treatments, you tried the therapies, and you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works, I know how to shift memories, and I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
One of the best things I can tell you about to improve your health and stay healthy is a product called Ultimino Restore by Fox Legacy. And you can look it up by going to foxxrestore.com. This product has 28 different units plus black seed, olive oil, and olive leaf in it. I've seen more things turn around because of the XDS technology, the delivery system, that I would never thought was possible. And I want you to become familiar with this product and start using it because you'll see your life change with it. It's really that powerful. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, KazIngram.com, 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 but also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing him about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. I have Brian Jeffries with me, and he's with Uncrave Gum. I've been using it, folks, and it will curb your appetite. That's what it's supposed to do. And the saffron in there does a fantastic job. If you need to lose weight, need to snack less, you want to try this. Brian, tell people how to get a hold of the Uncrave Gum.
The best way to get a hold of us, the website, is uncravegum.com. There you can actually buy it directly, or you can find where it's located in your area.
Fantastic. Thank you. Try it, folks. You'll love it. One of the best things I can tell you about to improve your health and stay healthy is a product called Ultimino Restore by Fox Legacy. And you can look it up by going to foxxrestore.com. This product has 28 different units plus black seed, olive oil, and olive leaf in it. I've seen more things turn around because of the XDS technology, the delivery system, that I would never thought was possible. And I want you to become familiar with this product and start using it because you'll see your life change with it. It's really that powerful. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which you can go to danshealthtalks.com. And from there, you can find my guests. If you go to sponsors and events, you'll find Robert G. Smith. You'll find Skills to Change, and you can link over that. But we're going to ask Robert how to do that. But Robert teaches people how to change and change in a permanent, transformational way. And I've seen him take people that they've had failures or they're when they were successful, they something happened, they lost that, and it become a block for them. And it removes that block, and once he removes that block, then everything changes again. So, Robert, I want you to go over some of those stories and explain how we can do that. Because right now, we're just going through the coronavirus when we're recording this. There's people, I feel so sorry for them, and that have had businesses all their life, had a good life going, and all of a sudden that disappeared. Mm-hmm. And they're going, what am I going to do? How am I going to adapt to this changing world? Mm-hmm. And this coronavirus is probably will be going away, but people are going to have to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that.
Well, it's basically unwanted changes, changes that we don't want. Now, everyone goes through this. Everyone has bad things happen, mm-hmm. Births, deaths, moves, divorces, firings, whatever it is. So what I'd basically do, Dan, is I teach people how to be emotionally in control. Because once you have a trauma or an experience that you don't want, oftentimes if you feed that fear or feed your worries and you worry about it, it actually starts destroying you and perpetuating the problem. Some people never get out of that. They just stay in the loss that they had, mm-hmm. and they never move forward. And so what I do is I teach people how to dissipate, transform, release the stress of what's going on. Because, see, the fact is things happen. What are you going to do? If you stress out about it, it wears you out, you'll make bad decisions, and then it'll destroy your health, your life, and your relationships. So the most important thing is, first of all, is diffuse the stress. And then look at things in a practical, logical, balanced way. And then when you do that, then you can make what you call intelligent decisions. If all your resources are pain, hurt, anger, shame, and abandonment, etc., when you make a decision, it's going to be based on not-so-healthy motivators. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I show you how to dissipate the hurt, the fears, and then make logical, healthy decisions. Because again, remember, the successful people are the ones who don't stay in the loss or the pain. They let it go and they say, what can I do now to get more than what I currently am experiencing, something better. So I just show them how to dissipate the emotions and pain. And then again, we all have what you call, some will call it a block. It could be making money block or stepping forward to get the job block or even just stepping outside of your comfort zone and start your own business block. And a lot of reasons is because of previous experiences, either what we witnessed from our parents or with failures with their businesses or a childhood experience where, you know, your mother, like this one woman, she says, I can't put myself out there. I put myself down. I belittle myself. I won't be my best. I have a big fear of doing that. And come to find out, the reason is when she was younger, she was born with two defects. One, she was pretty, and the second one, she was intelligent.
Oh, those would get you every time.
And her mother said, you need to stop outperforming your sister. You're hurting her feelings. And stop showing how smart you are. It's affecting your brother. So it impacted her emotionally. And from that point forward, she put herself on the second burner. And throughout her whole life, she's been driven by this emotional imprint of being not shining and being her best, not doing her best. So all I did is basically go back and we adjust these memories. And today, not only is she was before we started, wanted to be a part of the elite group, which she wasn't, but when I finished with her, she was not only in the elite group, but she was leading the group. And for 10 years, she was always second burner. But now she's actually the top salesman in the company and she's leading the whole entire group because we addressed the emotional imprint that gave her seemingly a block.
That's amazing. You reminded me of a joke Phyllis Diller said. She said all her life, her parents said, your sister's prettier than you. Your sister's smarter than you. You can't hold a candle to your sister. So one day I did.
So she actually started performing her sister.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we all have those kind of things. If you like, I have two older brothers, and I'm trying to compete in my own way, mm-hmm. with my older brothers, getting strokes from my dad for this, but not for the things they did. We all have things like that. Whether you're his only child, mm-hmm. you still have those with people around you and everything. So, what I'm fascinated with is when you take, it's easiest to see probably in an athlete, especially a high quality athlete, when you know they're really skilled at something. But because of something maybe in their personal mm-hmm. life or they had a couple bad games, mm-hmm. all of a sudden they can't perform.
Right.
So talk about that a little bit.
Well, it reminds me of a guy who came to see me, and he called me up and he said, can you help me with my golf score? And I said, of course I can. So he comes in, he says, you know, it doesn't matter what sport I do really great at first, and then everything else goes downhill. Now, he signed up for this tournament. It's a company tournament. And so he comes in and he says, this is how it happens. And I said, have you ever happened before? He said, yes, when I was a sharpshooter, I'd do great and then I'd fall down. And I was also a bowler, it happened the same. I said, any other sports experience? I said, yeah, when I was a kid, I was a baseball player and I was really good. As a matter of fact, I was with my dad telling him about how good I am. My dad just took his backhand and knocked me down from the table. He goes, boy, you're getting too big for your britches. From that moment forward,
wow.
He would do well only to a point, and then from that point, it would go down. So what I did is I cleaned up these memories, and I went into his mind, and I addressed the bad golf putts and the bad shots, whatever they were, and in his mind, he made every one of them. So here it is. Monday morning, I get an email. He says, Robert, I just don't understand it. I'm on the 17th hole, and I'm 4 strokes behind the lead. I don't know how that ball made it in the hole, but I won the tournament. And this is a true story. He wrote me a testimony saying it worked. Now, the reason why it worked is because neurologically, his information in his mind is in agreement with what he consciously wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no saboteur really within. You know, you want to do something, and the only reason why you can't do it is because your unconscious and the limbic system and all the information on the cortices is saying it's not safe to be great. It's not safe to make a lot of money. It's not safe. But the reason that's there is because of unpleasant experiences. And so all we do, we go in and we make adjustments in those experiences, and your limbic system will use the new information on the cortices, and naturally, you know how to drive a car without ever thinking. Naturally, you know how to speak and say words. Naturally, you know how to write letters down on a piece of paper and make sentences and make sense. Your limbic system and your unconscious is working on your behalf based on the data. It's on the cortices. And so if you've been successfully failing, you're a successful failure. There's nothing wrong with you. But if you want to succeed in something else, you got to change what you hold within you. And that's what I know how to do.
Yeah, this is very, very important, folks, because let's say you're a salesman. And he just gave an example earlier about the lady that's now went to be the top in her company. But if you're a salesman, you have, and this happens a lot on commission salesmen, they may have a couple good months. And then for whatever reason, they have a bad month, and now they're panicking. I had a very good friend of mine that told me, said, they don't realize it, but under my coat when I'm talking to my client, I'm sweating. I said, you need to find another job. I said, if you have a job like that, that causes you that much anxiety. But it's basically a thing that we all deal with in different ways. You may have a bad relationship. You may have a marriage that failed. And then we go, oh, I don't want to do that again. And so I know what that's like. I've been through all that. Personally, I had a business I loved. It was the exercise equipment that I invented. But there got to be a conflict between the partners. Everything fell apart. But I told myself, I don't want to do business again. That was too much heartbreak after five or six, 7 years of doing that. And then I realized, no, the first 5 years was really good. It was just the last 6 months that was hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally, when I came to that conclusion, I was able to get back into business and not be afraid of it.
Yeah, a lot of people have what you call, we call it linking and dumping. Basically, a positive link is like when somebody feeds you chocolate and you feel love. So therefore, when you think of chocolate, it makes you have the feelings of love. Dumping is just the opposite. It's like here you are, you're doing really great. 6 years, you're doing very successful. But the last 3 months, it was bad. Now, all of a sudden, the bad has dumped, had a negative link to having a business. Therefore, you may never do business again because you have this 1 3-month bad experience. And a lot of times people don't know how to dissipate that, and they get stuck in the last 3 months, not the 6 years of great success.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing how to break these unconscious links, set yourself away from that, and then compound all the good, your brain will begin to use the good and create more good.
Yeah, that's why I asked Robert to do this, because I know there's people right now that have been doing something, and because of the coronavirus epidemic and the shutting down of the economy, all of a sudden they're not doing what they once did, and they don't know where to turn. Mm-hmm. And so I want to, this is a system that will actually relieve anxiety so the brain can take the skills that you had before and apply them in a different way or to a different thing, or maybe getting back into what you did. So, Robert, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, you can find me at skills2change.com. I'm here in Oklahoma City. I do sessions all around the world on Skype or Zoom, and I have lots of trainings to help you get you back in control of your life. It's very simple, extremely effective, and it puts you in the driver's seat of your life and go where you want to go instead of keep repeating the same cycle of what you don't want. So it works. Come join it. Come check me out. Join me. Your life will be different.
SkillsToChange.com. Thank you, Robert. Really appreciate it, buddy. Write this number down. 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing him about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. I have Brian Jeffries with me, and he's with Uncrave Gum. I've been using it, folks, and it will curb your appetite. That's what it's supposed to do. And the saffron in there does a fantastic job. If you need to lose weight, need to snack less, you want to try this. Brian, tell people how to get a hold of the Uncrave Gum.
The best way to get a hold of us, the website, is uncravegum.com. There you can actually buy it directly, or you can find where it's located in your area.
Fantastic. Thank you. Try it, folks. You'll love it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, kazingram.com, 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 but also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. One of the best things I can tell you about to improve your health and stay healthy is a product called Ultimito Restore by Fox Legacy. And you can look it up by going to foxxrestore.com. This product has 28 different units plus black seed, olive oil, and olive leaf in it. I've seen more things turn around because of the XDS technology, the delivery system, that I would never thought was possible. And I want you to become familiar with this product and start using it, because you'll see your life change with it. It's really that powerful.
Hi, this is Robert. Gene, you tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. Skills2change.com.
I want to make you aware that there's a new website for this show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this, thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're here with me this afternoon. Now, remember, you may hear something in this show that you really like. You may just caught the tail end of it, or you go, what was that? In a week or so, you'll find this on iHeart or on Pandora. And you just go into iHeartRadio.com or Pandora.com, and then you go to the podcast section, and you put in Dan's Health Talks, and you can you look for the date that the show plays, and you and it will be up there, and then you can go back and listen to it. And you can share it out that way. But what I really like is that year of shows. Now, the number one killer is still heart disease. If you listen to the news right now, it sounds like COVID is, but it's not even close. But a lot more people are dying of heart disease because of COVID. Now, why would that be? People that should have been running to the doctor and getting their blood pressure medicine checked, or they're having a little funny feeling, they don't know what it is, and they don't realize they've had a heart attack, or they're having something going on, they're not getting checked. Now, hopefully, as this lightens up, they will be, but they haven't been. Same thing has been going on for cancer and many other diseases. Things that normally people would be finding out, they're staying away from the doctor, or they did. And so we're going to have a lot higher levels of heart disease. And all like all diseases, if you catch it in early stages, it's much easier to deal with. Now, I'm finding a lot of success with that product I keep referring to that is the Restore from Fox Legacy. It's Ultra Mito Restore. And I always just call it Restore, but there's other things called Restore. There's other things called Rejuvenate, which is their topical product. So it's really Ultra Mito Restore. But the Fox Legacy with two X's is how you find it. So if you put in FOXX Restore, we've had people, and I'll be playing some of these in the next coming weeks, people with high blood pressure that's normalized, blood sugar that's come down. Blood sugar is directly related to heart disease. You could have heart disease and not have blood sugar problems, but it's hard to have blood sugar problems and not have heart disease. And it's sort of like saying how's that old logic statement is, all Greeks are men, but not all men are Greeks. Well, you can have an infection that can cause heart disease. You can have an injury. You can have a birth defect that can cause heart disease. But one of the things in our society that's really bringing on heart disease on a large level is a high sugar, high starch diet. And so it's highly inflammatory. And then it causes the lining of the arteries and blood vessels to get inflamed. What happens when they get inflamed, they get dehydrated. That's another way you can bring on heart disease. But when they get inflamed, then LDL cholesterol, the body is trying to protect that. It doesn't want the blood vessel to burst like a bicycle tire, and so it lays down a patch inside that. And that can start building up in there and close off that artery. If it happens on one of the arteries of the heart, especially the one that runs down the front called the Widowmaker, it can kill you real easy. If it happens in the throat, it can cause a stroke. Or in the brain. So you can have inflammation for other reasons. The diet can bring it on, but it may not be because of you're eating high sugar, high starch. It may be because you're eating oils that are very inflammatory. The soy oil, the corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, cottonseed oil. And I'm probably leaving out one, but those are very inflammatory in any hydrogenated oils. And you're not eating enough of the good oils, like coconut oil is good oil. Olive oil is extremely good for the heart, or if you get high-quality olive oil. And then black seed oil, very, very good. Doesn't taste that great. Not bad, but doesn't taste that great. But very, very good for the heart, and I'll get into that in just a second. The most important one is oils that have EPA and DHEA. So fish oil or cod liver oil is what I first think of for that. And so you have to get a certain amount on that. And I ran out of my cod liver oil, hadn't picked anything up for 3 or 4 or 5 days. And I realized my knuckles and my hands are starting to get tight, and they feel a little arthritic. And I was going, what is this? And I realized, oh, yeah, I just always take fish oil at high doses, and I hadn't picked anything up yet. And I'm starting to notice the effect. It is very anti-inflammatory. It's one of the main ways you keep the heart healthy. In the areas of the world where people have cold water fish, and warm water fish doesn't do it, cold water fish causes the fish to produce the EPA DHA oils to keep them warm. And then when we eat them, it really smooths out our blood vessels and lowers blood pressure, even can help bring down AFib, the irregular heartbeat. And so it's a very, very important to us is to keep the good oils. And then nut oils can be pretty helpful. Walnut oil, macadamia is very good oil. And then chia, I like chia as an alternative. I don't recommend flax, where a lot of people think flax is very good for them. Flax can go rancid too easy. It doesn't have any antioxidants. And once they break that shell, it can become a rancid oil, which can be very inflammatory. So chia has all the benefits and more of flax, but it has strong antioxidants to protect it. So I prefer chia as a seed oil, and are using chia seeds, and that can be very, very helpful. Now, we need to look at things like the black seed oil. That's some black seed oil is in the Fox Legacy Restore, and that may be why I've seen so much improvement from everything from neuropathy to heart disease and stuff, but there's other things in there that account for it, CoQ10. But inside black seed is thymoquinone, which is a type of CoQ10, very powerful, maybe more powerful than the bicanol form of CoQ10. And I know Dr. Ingram has used one by North America Urban Spice. They add a couple things to it. They add some pomegranate and some resveratrol. Both are very, very important to the heart. And pomegranate helps clean up the arteries by stimulating the HDL to go in and clean it up. And normally you can have high levels of HDL, but it may not be effective because there's an enzyme in it that doesn't work unless it's stimulated, this PON1 enzyme inside the HDL molecule or fatty molecule. Yeah, that's it's stimulated by pomegranate. And they couldn't figure out why people's hearts were getting healthier when they're eating good quality pomegranate. So that is another thing. Now, there's little things that I take. Juice of oregano increases oxygen. There's a product called Cell Food that you can find in most health food stores. You start off about 10 drops in water, and every couple days you add a drop. You do that 3 times a day. You don't use a metal spoon or to nullify the negative ions that you want. But it will help bring oxygen to the heart, and it can be dramatic in that effect. So I really highly recommend it. If someone's having heart problems, I would recommend taking 20, 25 drops of Cell Food 3 times a day. And see what it does for you, because I think in a lot of cases you'll find really good results. CoQ10, if you're taking CoQ10 and Hawthorn berry is inexpensive but very good for the heart. But CoQ10, 200 to 300 milligrams if you have heart problems. Now, something that you don't know about and I haven't talked about much is a form of colostrum called colostrum 6. And we've had a man on the show a few years ago that had congestive heart failure. And they had him a heart transplant list. And 3 months before he went back for his last test, I think it was 3 months, might have been a little bit more than that, he started taking the colostrum, and his heart went back to normal. The reason we believe it probably did is because colostrum is high in IGF-1 and IGF-2, which are growth factors that strengthen the heart. And so it's a fantastic product in that regard and many other regards. Also has immune factors, so also could be a major player. So I've just gone over a number of things. Really look seriously at this foxrestore.com. I think everyone should be on that product. Look at adding cell food to it. But black seed oil, North American Herb and Spice has fantastic one. And CoQ10, 300 milligrams of CoQ10. Hawthorn berry, take about twice of what is recommended. Folks, we'll be back next week. Tell your friends and family about the show. I really want to help them. Thanks again for listening.